I'm going to call the Streets Committee to order. It's October 4th, 2021, at 6:45 PM, and this is a Streets Committee meeting of the City of Sylvania, Sylvania City Council, and this is to discuss the speed bumps on Cushman Road. Present are committee members Patrick Richardson, Doug Hanem, Mark Frye, and myself, Mary Westfall, who is Chair of the committee. Also joining us from City Council, Brian McCann and Katie Capellini. From Administration, we have Mayor Stow, Bill Sanford, Leslie Brining, Kevin Aller, and Chuck Silvernail. And I believe with that, I've gotten everyone in. We do have guests with us today. I'm sorry to say, I can't find the, I know it's Rachel. Jessica, I'm sorry about that. So I want to start this meeting by sharing that we have had a couple reports on the Cushman Road speed bumps prior to this. We did extend the time for this meeting and pushed it back a bit so that we could allow more time for some responses to come in to the cards that were distributed, inquiring about the community interest from our partners on Cushman Road to participate or to have the speed bumps come in. So with that, I'm going to open it up to Mr. Aller to give us a full report on where we landed with all of that information.
Yes, we did extend the time, as Ms. Westfall indicated. And to date, we have had 11 of 33 postcards returned that were in favor.
11 of 33?
11 of 33, which is 33% of the postcards returned in favor of speed bumps. We had 4 returned that were opposed, and then the remaining 18 did not submit in. So on the, there are basically 4 criteria in the policy that council passed back in, I believe it was 2005. Thank you, Leslie. The first criteria for there is that the postcard returned in favor must be 80% or more. And so that criteria was not met.
Mr. Aller, 80% of postcards returned or 80% of the postcards sent out?
80% of the cards sent out. Yes. Second criteria is that it must be a residential street with a speed limit of 25 miles per hour or less. It does meet that criteria. It is a residential street and the speed limit is 25 miles per hour. The third criteria is that the average daily traffic must be above 1,000 vehicles per day. The average daily traffic in the northbound direction was 148 vehicles, and the average daily traffic in the southbound direction was 169 vehicles. So that's approximately 317 vehicles per day. That criteria is not met. And the fourth criteria is existence of a speeding problem. And the way that is defined is that the 85th percentile speed must be exceed the speed limit by at least 10 miles per hour. So in this case, the 85th percentile speed would have to be 35 miles per hour. The 85th percentile speed is the speed at which 85% of the traffic travels at 4 feet level. So 85% of the vehicles travel at or below this speed. For Cushman Road, in the northbound direction, the 85th percentile speed was 22 miles per hour, and in the southbound direction, it was 27. Miles per hour. So that criteria was also not met. So of the 4 criteria in the policy, the only criteria that this area met was the fact that it's a residential street with a speed limit of 25 miles per hour.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. Any questions for Mr. Aller?
I have a few questions. Mr. Aller, on the speeding one that you just went through with the 85th percentile, that doesn't strike me as something the council would have come up with on its own. I'm assuming there's some reason behind that for traffic purposes or some traffic engineering reasoning behind that. Could you explain that to us, please?
Yeah, that's typically, the 85th percentile speed is typically when you take a look at any kind of speed limit study. The Alexis Road study that we did a couple of years ago looks at that 85th percentile speed. And it really takes a look at, in general, people travel what they feel comfortable in traffic. And if that is if you're in a 25 mile per hour zone, and you're in an area that people feel comfortable traveling 45 miles per hour, that can be a concern if you're in a residential area. And so the 85th percentile is what is looked at that most people feel comfortable traveling in whatever area you may be. And so that's what's looked at. In this case, you know, in one direction it was actually less than the speed limit, and in the other direction it was only 2 miles per hour over. That's something, if we were to station police officers up there, you know, 85% of the traffic, we would, you know, we're not gonna pull somebody over for going 2 miles per hour over the speed limit. And so that's why we set it at that 35, because once you get to 35, then the traffic is moving in such a manner that you can't control. You have too much of the traffic traveling in a manner that you can't control it just with selective enforcement and having officers up there periodically. So you have to do something a little more advanced, such as speed humps or something of that nature.
And when we did that study, when did we do it relative to the construction?
It was prior to the construction. We had, as soon as we received the petition, I'm sorry, it was between the initial construction and then the construction that was just completed here.
So it was after the streets were already smoothed out?
Yes.
Okay, because to me that, if I recall correctly, the street wasn't in great condition before. If I recall the PCR ratings from years ago. But once you smooth the streets, I'm assuming that people might have a tendency to go a little faster. That's why I was curious. Okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Aller?
Do we know why the thought process of council selected the 85% of cards in the positive? I mean, I know that was before your time, Mr. Aller. I didn't know if...
You mean 80% of the cards. Is that
or 80% of the cards, excuse me.
You know, I don't... Well, I'll let Mr. Aller answer that question.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I think, to be honest, Mr. Fry, we were of the sense that a discussion tonight might have been to revisit that if, in fact, the numbers were very close to that 80%. But
right.
I think that that's part of the discussion, certainly, that we can look at if we need to. But I think we want to be aware of where we are with the criteria at this moment in time as well.
Well, I was there when we did that. I don't remember why we did that. I suspect it was probably just a Kevin described.
The law director has handed me legislation from 2005. Originally, it was established as a 70% of the residents want the installation of speed humps. That was changed in 1993 to 75% and raised again in 1998 to 80%. I like you, Mr. Hanum, I can't remember exactly why, but I think that the bar was raised simply to make sure that enough residents really wanted it. It had to be more than a simple majority.
I don't think that council had warm, fuzzy feelings about speed bumps.
We used to have a lot more of them in the city.
Yeah.
They were everywhere. But as streets have been replaced or repaved, the residents have chosen not to have those put back in.
Right.
But we still have some very important ones, like over on Maple Drive and Silica, where there's a lot of through traffic.
Right.
Thank you very much, Mr. Aller. I will share with the group, while this is not a public hearing, this is a committee meeting. I do know that Ms. Rankamper and Mr. Schultz have joined us here today, and I'd like to give them an opportunity to speak if you're comfortable with that, if they would like to. Would you like to address council? And if you'd give us your name and your address, just for formalities, we're required to do that.
Jessica Rankamper, 5820 Cushman Road. Thank you for extending the postcard time period. I do appreciate that. I do feel like if I would have known and the residents would have known that the postcards would be part of the process, they may have been more willing to comply with sending them back. I did get information about, I think, the rest of the process pretty much, which I did share with people when I went around to collect signatures. You know, and people who were on board were really on board. And I think that the postcards were like, well, what's this? We already signed the petition. Why do we have to do, you know? I mean, it's so easy to send a postcard back. I realize that. But, you know, I think maybe the mentality was, we've already done this. Why do we have to do it again? Also, in the future, for scenarios like ours, I think residents, if I could speak on behalf of residents, they would appreciate being told that their speed bumps will be taken out. So maybe some kind of process or voting could take place before a resident has to go, you know, do all the work that I did. One other unrelated note that may be in your domain is my mother visited a few weeks ago and noticed that after the work done at Alexis and Acres, there's no signs to say which street is which. There's no signs on any of those four corners.
Thank you for mentioning that, Mr. Aller. I'm sure we'll take a look at that right away, and we certainly would want to get that resolved. So that's very helpful. I want to personally thank you for all of your effort in terms of getting the petitions through. It is part of the process to have the petitions processed so that, in fact, then we can mail out the postcards. And while I understand that might be something that was a frustration for you to have the postcards go out, that is how the process works. One of the things that we learn as council members and as people who are working on a regular basis with these sorts of things are oftentimes people will sign petitions for a friend and they maybe are not as interested. I'm not saying that's the case here, but they're not really as committed to the discussion, but they like their friend and don't want to say no to their friend. So that's why we do the postcards, to give them an opportunity to objectively make the decision if they want to participate or not. That doesn't mean it applies in this particular situation. And certainly, I think, I don't know what direction council will go tonight, but I do anticipate, or the committee rather, I do anticipate that if there was a decision to not move forward at this point, it is something that could be revisited at another point in time.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I do understand that policy about the postcards. I will say I met like almost all of my neighbors, which was amazing. So maybe now we're friends, but before, you know, I really only knew maybe a couple of them. So anyway,
well, you have a great group of people back there, and I'm sure that, this process, while not always fun, does help to bring a group together. So,
sure. Yeah.
Thanks. So with that, I don't know if there's any further discussion from members of the committee or members of the council.
Well, Mayor, I just note that I know this. I just think sound harsh, but there's some wisdom in that policy. And the idea is that people will sign petitions because their neighbor's standing there and they don't want to, you know, antagonize their neighbor directly. And that's why we had the postcard. That's why that postcard applies.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we have four no's is indicative of at least some level of opposition. It's one thing to throw the postcard away, it's another one to take time to say no and send it back in. So, I just don't feel, I don't feel comfortable that there's, that the process here suggests that there's widespread support for this. And the speed numbers, those are pretty, those are good speed numbers. I wonder what they, I don't know if they are on Tamworth, but it'd be interesting to know.
Well, I'd like to know what the speed numbers are on Ivywood Lane as well. I'm totally teasing you.
I
personally feel like when the speed monitor was up, I noticed a lot less. Even though the numbers weren't displayed, I think people knew that something was going to happen or maybe the traffic was going to speed. Thank you for that feedback. Would you like to come up and introduce yourself and your address, please?
My name is Peter Schultz. I'm at 5820 Cushman Road. I wondered what, if we choose not to go through the speed bumps, what is the residents' next course of action for excessive speeding on our road?
I would actually defer to administration on that. I think that certainly we have police regularly visiting and moving throughout our community. So I think that that will continue to happen, strong police support. And I think if there continued to be a serious problem, it would be something that would could be brought to our attention. But I don't know if there's anything more specific that the administration could offer.
We would basically use some selective enforcement with police officers set up there.
Would you ever put a speed sign up just so that people could see, like on a short-term basis, and see what speed they're going or something?
We may do that.
If we felt like there was a big problem.
Do you take reports from residents, identifiable vehicles or license plates or like that, people that have a repetition speeding?
If we, you know, we're not able to cite people, you know, we're not able to cite anybody because a neighbor said that they were going fast.
Yes.
You know, it is something that we have to contact somebody and say, hey, look, somebody observed you. Don't know if you were or weren't, but if you were, that's now, so we can do that, but we don't have to go inside.
Can I send reports of report speed and video?
No.
I
mean, you can send the reports when we're wrong,
right?
But it doesn't hold any legals.
Yes, I'm not interested in citing somebody.
Yeah.
I'm interested in somebody saying, hey.
Yeah, you can send those to us. I'll give you a business card. You can send those to me. Yep.
Kevin,
thank you.
Thank you.
I had a clarification for you, and I think I just missed taking notes. What was the car count on that road in the day? Three something.
I'm sorry.
317.
Yeah, 317 total.
And 317, and 85% were going reasonable speeds. Is that what the numbers show?
That's correct.
So, let's see. So
85% of the vehicles were traveling at 27 miles per hour.
So that does leave 48 vehicles a day outside of that reasonable speed. And I guess is there, you know, is there a top? Do we report how fast those 48 vehicles are traveling?
Oh, yes.
And I guess I'm
wait, really, no, that numbers, those numbers are
my
wrong.
Math wrong.
Yeah, your math is wrong. Because the 85 is for was 22 and 27. 35 would be the cutoff. So we don't have data on how many are driving 35 or faster.
I have that.
Oh, you do.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I guess
okay.
My concern
is
just
that
it seems
I
like,
don't have that here, but I have that.
It just seems like there's maybe a disconnect between the numbers and then the anecdotal story from the people living on the street. And I don't know, with the number of people that did not return, you know, with the number one, with the winning vote getter being did not vote, it makes me a little, I don't know. I wish more people would vote it that way.
So just as a clarification, when you have the speed assessment, is it the big honking box that puts the speed up that says you're going too fast, or is it the, or is it the tack strips that basically roll across the street and people are just rolling across and they're 2 feet apart and it measures the speed?
We use speed boxes that are, they're probably about a foot by, probably about a foot by foot, maybe by a foot by foot and a half. And we attach those to a pole, or we install a pole. Sometimes we install them to a tree. You know, we install them someplace that we can get a good reading of the speed. And there's nothing flashing. It's just that that box is setting on an arbitrary tree or pole, and that collects all of the data.
So John Q or Susie Q citizen wouldn't necessarily know that that is being observed at that point?
No.
Okay.
That's our only solution is speed bumps. I mean, there must be a way to make it less comfortable for people to drive that fast. There's got to be other solutions than speed humps. Make the road skinnier? I don't know.
Sorry.
It's already skinny.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are 11-foot lanes, which is a minimum. You can make some weight, you know, you can make some curves and things like that, but we're pretty limited on Cushman.
Space.
I'm not sure I want to do another road construction project in Cushman this year.
Just
not trying to be, but I'm afraid we're going to get Shanghai if that was going to happen.
Mr. Ayler, if, let's say, a year from now, there's more question in that area, is it something we can revisit? So, you know, it's not like everything is done forever now in terms of Cushman Road, but if we see that as things settle in, the roads get back under control, we have continued to have concerns about speeding from our neighbors there, mm-hmm. we could do another assessment and see if things have changed.
Yeah, we've done, actually in the 10 years, 10 or 11 years that I've been here, we've done speed studies on Summit Street three times. So it's not anything that we want to do every year, because there's, you know, a lot of places that we use those. And for different reasons, I would use those speed boxes. But we can do another study.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any? No. Thanks. So.
I will say, yeah, Mr. Aller did give the time frame of when the initial study was done with the speed box. And since then, you know, since the construction's cleared out for a while, it seems like residents have figured out that we don't have our speed humps anymore. So they, so we see, essentially what I mean is we see a lot of new cars coming down the street, and we assume they're avoiding acres speed humps. Definitely, I mean, some of them are people I know who live in Sunrise Circle, who rarely drove down our street prior to this year, but you know, those people who are avoiding the speed humps are obviously people who are in a hurry and have larger tendency to speed.
Very good feedback. I drove through there today and noted that as I came through, first of all, it all looked much better, and when I drove up through Acres, that definitely the speed bumps were there. So that makes some sense as well. So with this discussion, I'm not hearing a motion to advance legislation at this point in time. Does the committee feel comfortable with revisiting this if there becomes an additional question from the neighbors there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
All right.
I would like to have, I don't know if enhanced vigilance, based upon the comments of one of our neighbors this evening, perhaps in that neighborhood like we have in other places,
just to give people a suggestion,
hey, you know, we're keeping an eye on a little, I know we do it consistently in a lot of places around the city, mm-hmm. just a little more focus over in that spot.
I think that's great.
The chief of police, safety director, make sure that street is added to our area where we have an officer check speed occasionally.
That's great.
The chief has targeted several speeding locations on residential streets around town, to some goals for this past summer. There's no reason why we can't add.
That would be great. That would be great. And you know, one other thing, certainly I knew when I pulled back through there what the speed limit was, so I was not looking for speed limit signs, but just to make sure the speed limit signs are prominent and people can see them. Again, I wasn't looking, they probably drove right by it, but I knew what I was supposed to be doing, but make sure that they're prominent and people can see them. Is that possible, Mr. Aller? All right, with that, is everybody comfortable with that decision from the group, from the committee? All right. Any other business to come before the Streets Committee this evening? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we adjourn at 7:14. Wait, let me see. 7:11. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. This meeting stands adjourned.